Jeremiah 9. The third sermon about the temple continues. Jeremiah 9, verses 1 and 2. Jeremiah wants to flee into the wilderness. He wept sorely because of God's people who were false to God. Jeremiah 9, verse 3. They bend their tongues. Compare this with James chapter 3. The tongue is likened to an arrow. Jeremiah 9, verse 8. What blessing and what curse may the tongue bring? Jeremiah 9:11. God had to visit them with judgment and desolation. Jeremiah 9:12. Who is the wise man who declared God's corrections? Jeremiah 9:14. They have walked after the imagination, stubbornness, other translation, of their own heart. They insist that their idea is better than God's word. Jeremiah 9:15. What terrific judgments are pronounced. The feeding with wormwood, poison, wormwood comes from a poisonous plant, instead of food and gall. Jeremiah 9, verse 16. The Lord said, I will scatter them also among the heathen. I will send a sword after them till I have consumed them. This is the history of the poor Jews. Jeremiah 9, verses 17 through 22. A call for the mourning women. Mourning women are paid at funerals. And an exhortation to receive God's word. Jeremiah 9, verses 23 and 24. Men shall not glory in their wisdom, might, nor riches, but in the Lord. How timely. Jeremiah 9, verses 25 and 26. God's judgment will fall upon the circumcised and upon the uncircumcised. They are all alike in God's sight. Romans chapter 2. Jeremiah chapter 10. The third sermon about the temple is concluded. Jeremiah 10 verses 1 through 6. The house of Israel is addressed. God contrasted the false gods with himself. Chaldeans and Egyptians were especially addicted to astrology, and God warns against them. Jeremiah 10 verse 7. He is the king of nations. Jeremiah passes over all the captivities to the second advent of Christ. Jeremiah 10 verse 11. This verse is written in Chaldean. Jeremiah 10 verses 17 and 18. Jeremiah warns them to flee from the coming calamities. Jeremiah 19. The faithful prophet loves them so dearly, he laments, Woe is me for my hurt. But I said, Truly this is a grief, and I must bear it. Sometimes the conditions in Christendom and in the world crush us, but we must bear them. Jeremiah 10 verse 20. My tabernacle is spoiled. My children are gone forth of me. Jeremiah 10:21. The pastors are become brutish. Jeremiah 10 verse 22. Judgment is coming from the north to make Judah desolate. Jeremiah 10 verse 23. Jeremiah's supplication. He speaks to the Lord. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Jeremiah 10, verse 24. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, in love. Not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Should we not follow his example? Jeremiah 10, verse 25. Pour out thy fury upon the heathen. Nebuchadnezzar was punished with insanity. Jeremiah chapter 11. Fourth sermon, message of the broken covenant. Jeremiah chapter 11 verse 1 through chapter 12 verse 17. Jeremiah 11 verses 1 through 6. When the children of Israel went out of Egypt, they were given the covenant of the land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Deuteronomy chapters 27 and 28. They broke their part of the covenant, and as a result, they are in trouble today. Jeremiah takes sides with the Lord. It is dangerous not to listen to God's word when you know it. Jeremiah was then a street preacher with a twofold message of hear and do. He had to walk the streets of Jerusalem and tell God's message. The last message he delivered was in the gate of the temple. What would we do if God would command us to do such things? Yielded Christians would obey. At his call, Jeremiah said that he could not speak. But God made him to be his mouthpiece, and so he does today. If he purposes to make us do his will, he performs it. Jeremiah 11 verses 7 through 10. God reminded them of the given covenant when he said to the fathers, "Obey my voice," but they obeyed not. Poor mankind with a sinful nature which cannot obey. But we, believers, have a new nature, Christ in us. Through him we want to hear and yield wholeheartedly to God's voice. Jeremiah 11, verse 14. Because of their iniquity, God refused to hear the intercession for them. The saddest condition, their sinfulness closed God's ear. Jeremiah 11, verse 15. God likens Israel to a woman, beloved, which committed fornication with nations and idols. Jeremiah 11:16. The Lord called Israel the green olive tree. In Romans 11, Paul speaks of the olive tree. God is promising evil because of their iniquity. The olive speaks of fruitfulness and light. God's people should be fruitful and lights in this world. Jeremiah 11:18. God gave the knowledge of their evil deeds to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 19. Jeremiah is here a type of the true remnant. He stood as a bright and shining light in the midst of a sinful nation, and so will the remnant. Let us destroy the tree with the fruit, the prophet and his prophecies. Clark's commentary. I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter, and let us cut him off from the land of the living. Seems also to refer to Jesus. Jeremiah 11, verse 20. Not a prayer of grace, but of vengeance. For us, it would be against God's grace to pray for judgment. Jeremiah 11, verse 21. Jeremiah's own town people, Anathoth was a city of priests, were so dead to God that they refused to listen to him and even sought to take his life. Therefore, the Lord promised punishment to them. Also, the childhood friends of Jesus threatened to take his life. Jeremiah 11:22. What is the matter with the world? They turned against God, therefore he is turning against them. Men shall die by the sword. These present so-called peacemakers make this world worse than ever. One cannot mistreat or lie against God's people without punishment. Jeremiah chapter 12. Jeremiah's questions and God's answers. The fourth sermon is concluded. Jeremiah 12, verse 1. Jeremiah was somewhat troubled. He asked God, "Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper?" Jeremiah's puzzle is also the one of many others today. Jeremiah 12, verse 2. Religious people have God in their mouth, but not in their hearts or reins. Jeremiah chapter 12, verses 3 and 4. What contrast! But thou, O Lord, knowest me, thou hast seen me, and tried mine heart toward thee, said Jeremiah. Oh, how precious that we can come to the Lord open-hearted. Hallelujah. These hypocrites said, He, God, shall not see our last end. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 5. If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? If the little things are so very bothersome, how can we overcome big things? This is the day when we have to run faster. If you get so weary in the land of peace, what will you do when the judgments are falling? There are many people who are lazy Godward, though they are ambitious and industrious in the natural. Jeremiah 12, verse 6. God tells Jeremiah that his own household was against him. Likewise, Jesus was misunderstood and mistreated by his own. Jeremiah 12, verse 7. Jeremiah said, I have forsaken mine house. Jesus also left his heritage when he sat on Mount Olivet and cried over Jerusalem. He did not want to forsake his people, but he was forced to do so. He will do the same with the apostatized church. Jeremiah 12, verse 9. God's heritage, Israel, is like a speckled bird, an odd-looking bird. Everybody picks at them. They cannot be assimilated into the nations. They are distinct. Like a speckled bird, they cannot be hid. All nations hate them because of jealousy, but God is a covenant-keeping God. He also is our God, and we can depend on him. Speckled means corrupted themselves with various heathen worship, according to Clark's commentary. Jeremiah 12, verse 14. The leaders of Israel have destroyed God's portion, God's vineyard, Israel. Jeremiah 12, verse 15. Although the judgment is severe, God will restore Israel again. Praise God. Jeremiah 12, verse 16. The neighbors who yield will diligently learn through my people to swear in the name of the Lord. Jeremiah 12, verse 17. But the Lord will destroy that nation that rejects him. Jeremiah 13, fifth sermon, sign of linen girdle and bottles of wine. Jeremiah chapter 13, verses 1 through 27. Jeremiah 13, verses 1 through 5. God told Jeremiah to get a linen girdle and put it on his loins. Jeremiah obeyed. The second time, God told him to hide this girdle in the Euphrates, and so he did. We do not know whether it was only a vision or actually so. God taught his people by signs. This has a real significance. Jeremiah 13, verses 6 through 10. After many days, when he recovered the girdle, it was marred. It was good for nothing. This was the state of the Jews. Jeremiah 13, verse 11. God wore Israel like a girdle, that they might be unto me for a people, but they would not hear. God loved Israel so dearly that they clave to him as closely as a girdle does, for a praise and for a glory. May we derive from this a personal lesson and cleave wholeheartedly to the Lord. God punished Israel and hid the nation in the Euphrates, a symbol of their captivity among the nations, where they were marred. Jeremiah 13, verses 12 through 14. This filling of the wine bottles speaks of their judgment. The drunkenness may refer to the religious condition as well as to national wars. And I will dash them one against another, even the fathers and the sons together. This reminds us of Jesus' words of the disunity of families. Matthew 10, verses 34 through 36. Jeremiah 13, verses 15 through 17. God admonishes them lovingly to hear and to give glory to God. Otherwise, he says, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride. How touching is the verse. May we never make the dear Lord weep on account of our pride. Captivity was the result of their disobedience. Jeremiah 13, verse 22. The repeated question of the people is, wherefore? God's pointed answer is, for the greatness of thine iniquity. Jeremiah 13, verse 23. The Ethiopian who cannot change his skin is a picture of the old creation that cannot change his ways. Israel needs a new creation life in order to be changed.